And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight. It's from the Center for Creative Solutions. And they're going to be talking about what they do, but also something coming up with the Poetry Showcase coming up for World Creativity and Innovation Week. We have Cynthia Hedge and William Hollier. And, of course, my co-host is very involved in this, Esther Golden. Welcome all to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you
for having us.
Well, Cindy, I'm going to punt it to you at first to tell us a little bit about what the Center for Creative Solution does, and then an extension of that, what World Creativity and Innovation Week is about.
Thank you, Larry. So the Center for Creative Solution is a local nonprofit organization. The mission is to encourage creativity and innovation in our communities. And which is a great positive mission to have, because creativity is everywhere, as you all know, and it is within all of us. So it's really trying to encourage people to let themselves be creative, the creative person that they are, in various forms. So it can be creativity in the arts, it can be creativity in business, engineering, STEM. Any area of life, there is always creativity. So, and each year, there are two main events that the Center for Creative Solutions sponsors. The one community event is World Creativity and Innovation Week, which is always on April the 15th through the 21st. It starts on April 15th because that's the birthday of Leonardo da Vinci, who, as I think we would all agree, was one of the most creative persons in history. And it's an opportunity for us to take a look at all the creativity innovation going on in the Northwest Indiana region. This is our 16th year in working in World Creativity Innovation Week, which actually makes us one of the first communities around the world to do this. And it has grown now to 140 countries throughout the world that are honoring World Creativity Innovation Week. And even the United Nations several years ago got in on this, because on April the 15th, that is, according to them, World Creativity and Innovation Day. So very important. And here in Northwest Indiana, it gets bigger and bigger. And the things that we're going to talk about, the poetry aspect of it, thanks to my colleagues, Esther and Bill, have really grown significantly in the last 8 years.
So tell us about that, Bill or Esther, and about what is involved in the poetry competition that you have. And it's really a very friendly competition.
It is. It's a lot of fun every year. And we have a juried poetry showcase that we have offered for the last 8 years to students in LaPorte County. And then a few years ago, we expanded to Porter County. And this year, we've invited Lake County Schools to join us as well. So we're really excited to see how many students might join us. When Esther and I first started, we worked really hard promoting this and trying to get people excited about poetry. We had three students submit poems. Esther, do you recall that?
I do. We were happy because we had a first, second, and third place. But the bonus was that they were all excellent poems.
Yes, they were. Yes. And they all are. We have such a great time each year, Esther and I, reading through these poems and just kind of getting some insight into the young people and the way they think. So
that's when we say young, we start at kindergarten.
We do start at kindergarten. And Esther every year comes up with a list of ideas that the students might use. So it really inspires them. And it's fun to see how they use that list to form their poems around. But this year we're really excited because we have, on top of the poetry showcase for the three counties, we have our Poet Laureate program for LaPorte County that we've initiated. So last year was the first year we actually named a junior poet laureate, Carmen Navarro. She was very excited, very capable young lady who wrote a wonderful poem, and actually went to several events around the county last year and read her poem to the folks. And we're hoping that this year, with our Poet Laureate, an adult laureate, and a junior poet laureate, will interest a lot of the clubs and organizations in LaPorte County to have them come and read and share their poetry. So, Esther, is there anything you'd like to comment about it?
No, just like a teaser, we're hoping to do a regional poet laureate, junior.
Once we have these grand dreams, Cindy and I, and once we start talking about creativity, we thought about perhaps a Calumet region poet laureate. When I did a little research into this project, Indiana has a poet laureate, and the town of Highland had a poet laureate, but there are no other poet laureates in Indiana. So we're kind of a first going forward here. So looking forward to, and I hope the folks that listen to this, the young people, especially the adults, let us know your thoughts. I know there are a lot of poets out there. We have wonderful poetry slams, and I'd like to have those folks join us with their poetry. Before we end up, it's important to remind folks of several dates. And one of them is that March 28th at midnight is the deadline for submission of poems. Esther, what's your email address?
TheNestMichiganCity@gmail.com. And that's TheNest and Michigan City all spelled out at gmail.com.
We have an online form on our website, but you should submit the poems to both locations.
So that's the Center for Creative Solutions.com. We appreciate you coming on Art in the Air Spotlight and telling about that. We also will be hearing from Indiana's new poet laureate just in our next segment, and another 79-year-old poet as far as the show. Thank you for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Art in the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.